Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, January the 12th of 2021. Of course, by now, I would hope that as you're signing a document or anything that requires you to put the year down. If you're one of those people that always, not only do you write down the date, like a month and date, like 1/12, but if you're one that likes to keep record even by year, I would hope you put down 21 now and not 20, because 2020 ended basically Thursday night at midnight. So almost 2 weeks ago. So hopefully by now you're used to writing down 21 and not 20. And I know for the first couple days, maybe for you, the first couple days kind of, you know, kind of ran together. Maybe to me they didn't, but maybe to some of you, maybe it did. But regardless, we're so glad that you've tuned in to this great radio show program tonight, The Miracle Man. We hope that you've come expecting God to move, expecting the wonderful Word of God, as we're going to study the Word of God tonight and continue on in Psalms. And it's just going to be a fantastic night tonight. And we will be doing our time and worship a little bit. And then we will be we'll be doing our worship, then we'll be going into the Word. But first, I just want to do to you again what I did last night. You know, with all this stuff going on right now, all these uncertainties, want to know one thing that is certain right now, listeners, is that the Lord is there for us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And we're going to be looking at some things like that tonight when we open the Word of God. And I am excited about that. And another thing I think of is, thanks unto God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I am the head. I'm not the tail. I walk in joy. I mean, I'm above and not beneath. I walk in joy, in victory, because the enemy is under my feet. That's part of a song that I am actually going to sing tonight that we used to sing at Living Word back in the mid to late 90s and into the very, 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 very early 2000s. I want to say the last time I knew of that we sang it was in like 2002. That sounds about right. But it's a good song. Because right now, I'm trying to use songs that bring encouragement and hope for where we are right now with all this uncertainty. And so, one thing I know is God is on our side, and I'm so thankful for that. And I want to encourage you in something else. If you are faithful, you are fearless. If you are fearful, you are faithless. You can't have fear and faith mixed together. If you would even try to mix fear and faith together, you would have an awful mix. So what are they going to do? What kind of compressor are you looking for? Sorry about that. But anyhow, listeners, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is regardless, you know, if you try to put faith and fear together, the two aren't going to mix well. They're not. So you have to out fear. If the spirit of fear tries to come upon you, here's what you can say. God has not given me a spirit of fear. Instead, he has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Now, I told you a story. Maybe it was a year ago. So I'll tell it again. So one night, about 12 years ago, 12 and a half now, we're at the county fair. My cousin decides to join us. My cousin, who had been staying at my house for a while, Kelly, she decides to join us. She actually told me hours prior that she would be joining us at the fair. She'd be there to hang out, go on a couple rides, and then take me back home. So we're at the county fair, going for first couple rides we're going to go on, and it's like, okay, Rivers, what do you want to go on now? And I'm like, how about the zipper? I haven't done that in a couple of years. Because the previous year I couldn't go on it because it was broken. So we go on the zipper, and I'm doing all good in that, but she's all like afraid, feeling like she's going to get sick, all that kind of stuff. And I can tell it's not, you know, she just feel like she might get sick. I could tell like she was afraid. So we're going up and down that thing, and I'm saying, like, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You know, like that noise the zipper makes, right? And all of a sudden it's doing that, and we're in the thing, and I'm wanting to scream because I love it, but at the same time I'm trying to get to like where she here. She gets out, we get out, and it's all fine, but you know, I know I planted a seed. I had to remind her, God doesn't give us fear. And some people just might not like something. Other people, it could very much be fear. And there's been things that another Midway story. I remember I was about six or so, and this time we went to the county fair. Mom decides, okay, I'm gonna take you kids to the fair tonight, and we'll go on some rides and get some, you know, tasty food. It'll be a grand old time. She didn't say it like that back then, but I'm just kind of changing it, you know. Like, it'll be a grand old time. So we go to the fair. I go on, you know, some rides that I enjoyed at the time, like the strawberry and the horsey and, you know, maybe the jeeps or the bus. You know, like the things a six-year-old would ride. You know, the things that, you know, the train, maybe the things that a six-year-old would ride. But it's time to ride the wagon, and for whatever reason, I wasn't having it. It gets going, I get scared. Bad. I don't know if it was the pavement, if it was the thing of the wagon, the sound the wagon made of the wrong, the sound the wagon made when I was in it or something, or something with the wagon on the pavement, or what it was. I don't know what it was, but it scared me. Like it almost, like it gave me the heebie-jeebies. And at that time, we were basically about ready to say, you know, like, this is going to be your last ride anyway. And then we're going to go get food and then leave for the night, which we did end up doing. But I don't know what it was about the wagon that made me so scared. What could have it been? Do those wagons hit the pavement? That kiddie ride that I'm thinking of?
Usually they're on tracks, I think. But I believe that sometimes they even have ones that are like little lawnmowers. And they pull these little like cars behind them. And they're on the pavement.
But keep in mind it's on the Midway. You know?
Yeah.
Is that probably the design that was more common in 95? Was the B one the one you just said?
The one with that's a lawnmower full of cars behind it?
Yeah, do you think that's more the 95 version or the newer version or maybe both?
I'm going to assume the newer version is probably the one that's on the track that's in with all the other rides. But lots of people still use the wagon ones.
And not, even in 95, it was probably a mix.
Probably a mix.
Yep, but even if it was bumpy pavement, so no wonder that could have scared me. So I don't know what it was, but nowadays, listeners, I love like the biggest rides that they have are the ones basically that are my favorites. Are the very big. It's not just necessarily the biggest; it's like the most exhilarating. So an example, the Ferris wheel might be the biggest as far as how tall it is, but that doesn't mean it's the most exhilarating by any means. Because the Ferris wheel, you're going up real slow. Dr. Barclay said once that his friend, when he was younger, he used to call it the old man's ride, the old guy's ride. And by the way, listeners, no, I am not telling the chubby story. You can ask Dr. Barclay for that. I'm not going to do it. Because I don't have a story like that necessarily. So I'd rather, well, you hear it from him because he's going to tell it better than what I'm going to tell it because he's the guy who knows what happens there. you guys is county fair, Claire. Yeah, that's what that was. That's what that was, and he's all and all that kind of stuff. But you know, like I said, you know, he called it the old guy's ride, and I'm like, to me, like, yeah, I like the Ferris wheel, but my ultimates are like, you know, Freak Out, Fireball, Himalaya, Gravitron, you know, that kind of stuff, and whatever bigger stuff you may have, like maybe if you know of the Zipper, or maybe you know of something called the Orbiter, and there's something sort of like it. It's called the Remix, which is among my all-time favorites. I told you about the Remix. We were talking about that earlier today, Megan, about that, about the Midland Mall Carnival. Uh-huh. But what I was saying, listeners, is whether it's I tell you stories like that to tell you, listeners, you don't want to live in real fear. And by the way, real fear is way worse than just, I'm afraid of that ride because it made a noise that I didn't like. Or, you know, I didn't like how that thing made me feel. You know, but, you know.
Like that article I wrote to, that's probably put a lot of fear into people.
Oh, yeah, that thing, but I can't even find anything. I can't even find anything on Google about it. Never mind. So whatever that. So, listeners, what I will say about that whole thing is just, you know,
it's people, other people,
you know, and all that. It's just, but you know, again, what she's on what is one of those things, and you know, it's very uncertain, so. And listeners, we just have to trust God and have faith in Him. He knows what's ahead. Even if we don't, He knows for sure who's gonna be inaugurated. He also knows, you know, what future holds. And I think of that verse in Jeremiah where it talks about, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future, plans to prosper you, not plans to, not plans of disappointment and uncertainty and fear. No, that's not God. That is, however, what the fake news wants to do. I didn't say all news was fake. I just called out the big ones when I said the fake news. Like someone I know of that has done that for the last while. So moving along, I do want to remind you that you can still swing by your local McDonald's and grab an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of just a dollar. At least for now, that's one thing that is certain for right now, that Coke is a dollar. At least for right now, any of the three sizes you want, You can get a regular Coke, Sprite, Fanta, or you can be daring enough to get a Dr. Pepper. You decide, yeah, I want to be like the preacher man and get a Dr. Pepper. And, or you can be like, I want to be like the miracle man and get it and get that Coca-Cola. Classic Coca-Cola with your choice of icing. By icing, I mean the ice in the glass. Whether you go none, minimal, average, or extra ice, the choice is yours between you and the cashier, the person who's ringing you up as you're going through the drive-through. And while you're there, you can check out the deals on the McDonald's app. My personal favorite, which is available daily all the way up to June, is Dollar Large Fries. And like I said, it's available daily. Oh, we have a caller? Okay. I want to welcome you, Miracle Man. Thank you for calling. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
You reached the Miracle Man?
Can you hear
me?
Oh, you know,
yes,
I just wanted
to
get on your show, and I wanted to say hello to Honduras on your behalf. I wanted to say hello to people all over the world that are listening tonight, and I want to say a couple things really clear, and that is I so appreciate the ability that you have to keep people, all of us, focused on the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord and that, you know, we are the overcomers and we win. We can see the end of this life, our life on this earth, and know that those that serve Jesus Christ will see him face to face and we win. We win. The victory is greater than the battle. So as we walk these days out, you know, we just keep our eyes on Jesus and you just keep ministering that to us and giving us hope. And, you know, some days, Riv, when you talk, it's like, wow, Rivers has been with Jesus and this is so powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just, you know, representing all of your listeners, Rivers, we want to say thank you to you. And we so appreciate you. And I wondered if I could make a request. I wondered if you would sing,
yes,
I Exalt You tonight. And you know, and then I was thinking about that song, but I can't find the words to it. Or I would have seen if I could, you know, get them to you. And it's that song that, How Great Is Our God. And,
oh, yeah.
So sometime maybe, you know, tomorrow or something, maybe I can find those words and send them to you if you don't have them. But I wanted to thank you, and I wanted to ask whoever is working for you tonight if they could give me a call. Your staff that's there, the roads are getting icy, and I would like her to go home. So...
The thing is,
okay,
is
Mr. Shukla,
downstate, and that may be different from where I'm at.
Oh, no, that's up there with you.
How do you know?
You guys have freezing rain.
How do you know?
I just got notified, and so I wanted to let her know. So she can call me, and I would take care of that for you. But most importantly, mighty man of God, the miracle man, this is a great year, and you are a great man, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you. Bless you, too. And so it's always a great thing whenever we have callers calling into this Miracle Man show. It's always a beautiful thing whenever we get people calling in. It always is. And so are going to sing a couple of songs. Then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I walk in joy, in victory, because the enemy is under my feet. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I will walk and not grow weary. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. I am the strength of eagles, and not by faith. By faith we overcome. 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 Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. To triumph in Christ. I am the head, not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I walk in joy, in victory. Enemy is under my feet. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. I am filled the strength of eagles, and I'm a faith. By faith we overcome. 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 Thanks be to God who always causes me triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord always guides me. I won't fear. I walk through the valley. He's my comfort. Lord always finds me. I won't fear. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. He always guides me. Rivers and valleys. He always guides me. He'd lead me through paths of righteousness. My cup's overflowing. Yes, Lord. I won't fear. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Hallelujah. My comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Hallelujah, I am not alone. My comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Yes, you do, Lord. Hallelujah. I am not alone. Oh, Lord Jesus. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I exalt thee. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Oh, Lord. You tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful that you live in us. You dwell in us. You speak to us. We're so glad that you strengthen us. You call us as your own, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing for us, in us, through us. Right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that you, Lord God, are just revealing through things through us. Thank you for this time in the Word tonight. I give you permission to just come in. Do whatever you want to do tonight here in this next while. Come in. Come, Lord Jesus. Come do whatever you want to do. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us this evening. Thank you for every one of these listeners, that every need is met tonight. Right here, right now, in your name, Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances come into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's make a Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have, and I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me. It's more than a storybook to me, and more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm, chapter 19. Praise God, Psalm 19. We're going to continue on and are going through the book of Psalms. Amen. Now, I want to encourage you for the next little bit, whatever I do here at my house, you do wherever you are, whether you're at your house or you're out doing errands or whatever you're doing. Follow along with us. Amen. As I said, we are beginning with Psalm 19 tonight. Amen. Now, this one, like many of the other ones we've dealt with so far, this one is also a Psalm of David. We're going to begin now with verse 1. Just checking the clock. Be quiet, phone. Well, just tell me what time it was. That's all, because I was just consulting it to see what time it was, and we'll go on time. So, all right, enough dilly-dallying. Psalm 19, verse 1. Here we go. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is light like a bridegroom coming forth from his right line, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens, and it makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, revealing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. To them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his withers? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 20. A psalm of David. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all of your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Selah. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all of your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some cross in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in CNN and MSNBC. Wait a minute. Is that in there? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. For the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. They are brought to their knees and they fall. But we rise and we stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. Here comes 21. O Lord, the king rejoices in your strength. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. You welcomed him with rich blessings, and you placed a crown of sure gold on his head. Of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed upon him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings. And you made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord through the unfailing love of the Most High. He will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foot. At the time of your appearing, you will make them a fiery furnace. In his wrath, the Lord will swallow them up, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth. Their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and they devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed, for you will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with a drawn bow. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and we will praise your might. A Psalm of David. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted you, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and they were saved. They trusted in you, and they were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insult, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in, and even at, you made me trust in you even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan encircle me, roaring lions tearing their prey open, their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. People stare and they glow over me. They divide my garments among them and they cast lots for my clothing. But you, O Lord, you are not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me. Deliver my life from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers in the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All ye descendants of Jacob, honor him, revere him, all ye descendants of Israel. And he has not despised or, nor has he defamed the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly before those who fear you. While I fulfill my words, the poor will eat and will be satisfied. They who seek the Lord, they will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember you and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord. And he rules over the nations. All the rest of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. For he has done it. Psalm 23. Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me besides quiet, or you can say, I like to say still. He leads me, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over, not tippeth over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One last one, 24. The earth is the Lord's. And everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it under the seas, and he established it on the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? whom may stand in his holy place. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol, nor does he swear to what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, your ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The long, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Selah, we used to have a song. We had a song we used to sing at church. It was called King of Glory. We used to sing it for a few years. I don't know why we quit singing it, but we did. But I really enjoyed it myself. I really did. And it really was powerful. And, of course, it talks about the King of Glory from Psalm 24. It talks about the King of Glory. His name is Jesus. It talks about how Jesus is the King of my heart. He's the King of glory. And he talks about, and it says in that song, he's everything to me. He should be everything to you. He should be. Back it up to Psalm 19. Beep, 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 beep. You know, like those backup trucks, the forklifts. Remember the forklifts? Yep, the forklifts. Like those things. We're taking a look back to 19 so that we can go through and I can, so we can get some nuggets, some golden nuggets so that you can write them down. No, listeners, we are not going to McDonald's. I cannot give you nuggets, chicken McNuggets over the phone. No. I can't. Otherwise, maybe I would. We're going to start with verse 4. More speech, and I was not heard the whole. So it goes out and out in the heavens, he has. And it may make it to the night, no, nothing is hidden from it. Commands of the Lord are giving to the eyes. Here's one. Number one, the fear of the Lord is pure. It endures forever. Now, this kind of fear isn't the kind of fear like that is bad. You want to fear God. But it's not like, oh, I'm afraid. God's here. What am I going to do? No, 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 no. The fear of the Lord is a good thing. It's not something that we be all afraid of. Not the fear of the Lord. No. You don't want to be afraid of the fear of the Lord. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. And then he adds, they are more precious than gold. And they are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. That's point two. Point three. When you keep the commands of God, ordinances, you could call the ordinances the commands, like where I live here in the city limits of Midland, we have ordinances. What they are is laws that pertain to the city in which you live. And obviously you are expected to follow the ordinances of whatever city or township that you live in. If you don't, you know, the following things happen. You know, civil infraction, what have you. God has rules. Commands that he, the laws of God that he has laid out. And if you keep them, you get great reward. I took a minute, listeners, to explain that the whole ordinance thing, like, because some of your listeners may think, what do you mean God has ordinances? I thought the ordinances were just specific to my city, county, you know. They'd be like, this is talking about the rules that God's laid out. By the way, that doesn't necessarily mean the neighborhood sound level ordinance, which some of you, your dog is breaking the noise level, the sound level ordinance outside right now. Huh? Some of you, you have an animal outside who is breaking the sound level ordinance right now. I'm teasing. Some of those, the more strict ones, usually go into effect like at like 10 o'clock. But still, you know, if you follow the requirements of the Lord, you receive great reward. If you do not follow the requirements of the Lord, you don't get the great reward. But God's not going to give you a fine notification in your mailbox. And he won't be sending two police officers to your door at midnight because your dog was barking or your radio or your speakers were too loud. Okay. The ear servant one in keeping the ordinance, there's great reward. That was point three. And then he's asking for forgiveness. Let's go to 20. May he give you this. Verse 4, may he give you the desires of your heart. And make all of your plans succeed. Here's what this means. First of all, I hope you listeners wrote that down. If you talk to God about your life, you know, and about desires that you have, and let's just say you want a Harley Davidson, nice, bold, loud motorcycle. Okay? Just picture that. You want this big motorcycle. You talk to God about it. You give it before God. You believe it, believe for it, believe in the finances and what have you even. And God hears you asking him, and he sees that it's the desire of your heart. And we'll say, he trusts you like you promised him, even that it won't grow, that you won't, you know, struggle in your walk with God over the motorcycle. You don't have it. But God wants you to have the desires of your heart. May he give you the desire of your heart. That means you could be blessed with that motorcycle. You could be blessed with money off on that motorcycle. You could be blessed with whatever that desire is that you believe in God for. I know of a vehicle that I want to drive when I can see. The ultimate vehicle, got all the money in the world, you do whatever I want to. However I wanted. The Hummer H2. Yes, I'm talking about the Gas Hog. Hummer H2. Well, they can't be gas, man. Oh, I love stepping up to that thing. That thing is big, huge, awesome. You can drive over a lot more stuff than that than what you can in a tiny little trailer park car. I'm kidding. You know, one of these like 1982 cars. I'm going to keep reading. May grant you the desires of your heart to make all your plans succeed. Meaning the plans that you have. The plans, you talk to God about your plans. Those of you who made New Year's resolutions this year and involve God in them. I wrote the things down that I wanted. I give those things to God. Amen. I lift up my banner in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I look to the Lord and say, and anointed he, and me from his soul. Point two. The Lord saves his anointed. And I know I'm one of God's anointed. I know I am. God saves his anointed. And he answers him from his holy mountain with the saving power of his right hand. Point three, I always trust in the Lord in the Lord, who is God, and not in other things. Put your utmost trust in the Lord. Let's go to 21. greatest joy in the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart, and you have not held his request of his lips. Oh, there he goes again, by giving the desires of your heart. There goes your motorcycle. You welcomed him with rich blessings and you placed a crown of gold on his head, and he gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. So the victories you give his glory, right? And you trust on him, splendor and majesty. Surely you have the unfailing love of the Most High. He will. Here's one. The love of the Most High God is unfailing. Amen. For mankind, though they plot evil against you, they devise wicked schemes. He will make them turn their backs when you aim at them. Sing praise in mind. Let's skip to Psalm 22. Let's go to Psalm 23 now. Psalm 23. Here's the good one to write down first, right off the get-go. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I do not need to be in want. Point two, he restores my soul. Now this one, I could give you the whole thing and say write down the whole thing, but if I do that, you might not have the same reason to read it. That's why I only give you a maximum like 4 or 5 points per psalm. Point three. He leads me through paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Point four. Even though I walk the valley of the shadow of death, you could say, even though there may be death all around me, I do not fear evil. I fear no evil. Because you are with me, and your rod and your staff I fear no evil because you comfort me. Because you are with me. So I will fear no evil because the Lord comforts me. Because the Lord is with me. Next point. The Lord comforts me. Point I will give for this one is the Lord anoints my head with oil, and he fills my cup to overflowing. Psalm 23 is just so powerful and overcoming. It's so powerful. It's so encouraging. Amen. I love it. I really do. Psalm 24. Point one. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. And then he talks about how it was founded on everything. Point two, if you have clean hands and a pure heart, and you do not lift up your soul to an idol or swear to what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Whenever you see sila, that means meditate. Consider. Amen. So, that was some powerful stuff tonight, listeners. I have to tell you, I know one of the homework assignments Dr. Buckley gave us is to read Psalm 23 every day. Usually I do. Every once in a while I may forget. But you know what? Every time I read it, I don't just go, so that's nothing. I read that a couple hundred times. Well, what good is it going to do me now? All I do is read it. No. When I read it, it's like, feels comforting. Knowing that God is with you. And that his rod comforts you. I've felt the rod before. The rod does not feel like a cushion. No, it doesn't. But God said, my rod comforts you. But, and though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we don't have any reason to be in fear of evil. We live in an evil day. God, Jesus predicted these things that are happening right now. He predicted it. He did. We got to go. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for this word. Thank you for these great, wonderful psalms that we sang tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the powerful worship and praise, the powerful worship that we gave unto you. And the way it felt in, it just fit in so well for the message tonight. And I just give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise for that tonight. May we put this word into practice and seek your face in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. All right. In terms of sports, Alabama trounced that team to the South last night, 52-24, 28-point differential. I figured Ohio State would have a little more fight to them, but then Alabama decided that they were just going to pour it on after a certain point as they won the championship again. Mind you, OSU was the last team who was not in the Southern United States to win the title. Clemson is not an SEC school, but they are in the Southern United States. So, no wonder I think of OSU as almost to the South. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.